The following is another Clash Kids sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff as Shundoff hits the putback.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars welcome in the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Lob it into Bartling. He's underneath the hoop, takes a dribble back, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. A three-point play opportunity here for Jake Bartling. He's got 23.
Both teams have had a busy and successful December with all four squads over 500 heading towards the Christmas break. We'll see whether the Buffaloes or the Stars keep up their winning ways next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports' Randy Bushcar live from Cope Gymnasium right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Cope Coliseum as the Kearney Catholic Stars playing host here to the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And, well, it's been a long time since these two teams were both in the Fort Kearney Conference, but old conference rivals, and certainly a nice rivalry in terms of geography as they're not too far apart. The Kearney Catholic girls, obviously, off to a great start here in girls' hoops. They are 6-0 on the season for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. It's been a little bit more of a tenuous stretch here. They're 3-2, and they're going to be playing one of the better teams in Class C1, so they're going to have their work cut out for them. But on the boys' side, Elm Creek comes in with a record of 4-1, whereas Kearney Catholic now 3-2 on the year after their loss the other night to Ravenna. That could be a very, very interesting boys' game coming up later tonight. Of course, we'll have both of those games, both the girls' games and the boys' games for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have the starters for the Lady Buffaloes and the Lady Stars as Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek get together. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land
Well, welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Elm Creek. They come in with a record of 3-2 on the year, and their starters are Hannah Robbins. She is a 5'4 sophomore. Shelby Brown, 5'9 and a senior. Sydney Martin, 5'4 senior. Sage Martin is a 5'7 sophomore. And Cassie Sutherland, 5'5 and a senior. For the 6-0 Kearney Catholic Stars, their starters are Shayla Connor, a 5'7 senior. Allie Prasoski, 5'6 and a junior. Whitney Colling is 5'6 and a junior. Maddie Squires, 5'8 sophomore. And Kayla Shundoff, 5'8 and a senior. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back for the tip here between Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek coming up right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. We'll remind you that we have, of course, both games here, both Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek with the girls and boys game. And on our sister station on ESPN 1460, Lincoln Northeast is in town to take on the Kearney High Bearcats. Doug Doodle will have both of those games for you tonight on our sister station on 1460, ESPN 1460 AM. A nice crowd here from Elm Creek. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home white uniforms with the green, just splashes of color, the green numbers with a little bit of gold outline on them. And for Elm Creek, of course, they have gold as one of their primary colors. They'll outline the white numbers on those dark blue uniforms that they have here. And we're just about ready to get things underway here as the starters being announced right now for Kearney Catholic. Again, for Elm Creek, the starters are Robbins, Brown, Martin, and Sutherland. And for Kearney Catholic, it'll be Shayla Connor, Allie Prasoski, Calling, Squires, and Shundoff. So again, Connor, Prasoski, Calling, Squires, and Shundoff for Kearney Catholic, Robbins, Brown, Martin, and Sutherland for Elm Creek. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. One last break, and we'll be back with a tip right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Welcome back here to Cope Coliseum as Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek getting ready to go for a doubleheader here. Of course, the girls will be first in this one. As Elm Creek has already come out. Now Kearney Catholic, well, they're all out there and everybody's shaking hands, and I think we're just about ready to get things underway here. It'll be Squires doing the jumping for Kearney Catholic, and for Elm Creek, it'll be Shelby Brown. And we're all set and ready to go here. There is the whistle, and we are underway here. And the tip is going to be controlled by Elm Creek. So Elm Creek with the first possession of the ball game, and they'll bring it in the offensive zone, give it for Robbins. Robbins facing some man-to-man here by Kearney Catholic. They get it off right side for Cassie Sutherland. In the lane and driving is going to be Shelby Brown. Brown's pass on the outside tipped out. Sydney Martin's able to come up with it. Martin missed the shot, and then we're going to have a held ball on the rebound. So Elm Creek had a fairly good look at it. And then Kearney Catholic, which is kind of a team rebound there with the alternating possession. So the possession arrow now pointing to Elm Creek, and the Stars will have their first possession of the game. Whitney Colling will bring it in the offensive zone. She'll drive all the way through traffic, take it off glass, and it hangs on the rim, and it's in. Didn't really shut her off, and Whitney Colling just drives in very, very effectively there. And on the season, she is averaging about 8 points per ball game. And she's got two right there. Stars trying to steal the inbounds pass. Squires knocks it out of bounds. So it'll be Robbins tossing it in again here for Elm Creek. And the Stars will go full court pressure here. Cassie Sutherland working against Prasoski. Gives it back out here for Martin. Martin up ahead for Hannah Robbins. Robbins picked up their man-to-man by Whitney Colling. And the pass is going to be deflected over there by Shayla Connor. They were trying to get it to Sutherland. Connor knocked it away, and Elm Creek now will set things up for the half court as they get it across the timeline here. Robbins now, they actually inbounded and tossed it in the backcourt, and she just slowly walked up as Kearney Catholic already dropped back in their half court zone here. And Shelby Brown has it on the baseline, working against Squires, and she'll kick it out to the elbow. There's Martin, and Martin will hit the open jumper. Well, they got it on the baseline and kicked it right back out to Martin, and she hit about a 12-foot jumper there, and we are tied at two in the early stages. Dribbling on the far corner over there is going to be Allie Prasoski. She gets it out to the wing to Squires. Squires gives it off left side for Kayla Shundoff. Shundoff in the corner for Prasoski, and Prasoski strokes the three. Allie Prasoski with her first 3 points of the night. And the Stars with their largest lead of three. And now they make the steal. Prasoski with the steal here. She's going to drive, and she's heading to the basket, the free throw line now, as she was hit on the arm on the drive. So Prasoski with the steal, and now she's going to go to the free throw line and have a couple of free throws. Hannah Robbins is whistled for the foul. So Prasoski will have two free throws, and the first one is good. Allie Prasoski on the season, about an 83% free throw shooter. Her free throw here is up and good. That'll increase those percentages as she makes both of the two free throws. And now the steal by Connor. Bad pass. Connor with the steal, with the drive. Shot won't fall. Rebound by Whitney Colling. And Prasoski will fire the three. It is no good. And it's going to be a little bit more pressure over there. But across the timeline is Elm Creek. And then it's going to be stolen away. Coming up with the steal is Maddie Squires. Squires will pass it up ahead. The layup up and good here for Whitney Colling. So Colling gets the bucket. And now Prasoski knocks the ball loose, tries to make the steal, can't come up with it. Sutherland has it, lost it, and we're going to have a timeout here. Elm Creek facing a pretty fair amount of pressure there by Kearney Catholic, and to maintain the possession, Mike Ford calls timeout here for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, who trail at 9-2 with 5:42 to go in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back here. 5:42 to go in the first quarter, and already Elm Creek has turned the ball over a couple of times. They've had about three turnovers, and as a result, they felt the need to call a timeout, so they didn't turn it over again. City Martin will get it into the lane here for Shelby Brown, and Brown's shot will not fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Kearney Catholic. Up ahead to Prasoski. Prasoski's going to lay it up and in. Running the floor very effectively was Kearney Catholic as Prasoski was able to get that long outlet pass. And the ball is loose, and battling for it is going to be Squires, and Squires was able to tie it up, but possession arrow pointing to Elm Creek. So the Buffaloes down 11-2, get position of the basketball back as they toss it in here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins throws it to the top of the circle here for Sydney Martin. Martin shoots over the top of Prasoski. It was in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Shundoff. So Shundoff pulls down the rebound. Long pass up ahead here to Prasoski. She'll make a little jump stop, a little floater, and she'll make a bucket. Allie Prasoski just drives into that open area in transition. And the Stars now lead at 13-2. Pass up ahead to number 13, Sydney Martin. Martin's able to throw it down low. Jumper in the lane here by Shelby Brown that won't fall, but she was hit on the arm. And so she's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. The foul is going to be on Kayla Shundoff. And that's going to result in a couple of free throws coming up here for Shelby Brown. Brown's first one is on the way, and it is off the mark. Score remains 13-2 with 4:39 to go here in the first quarter. Boys game, of course, between Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic coming up after this one. Second free throw is on the way and good. So they'll cut that lead down to 10. And Whitney Colling will bring it across the timeline. Give it to Prasoski on the baseline. She's open for the shot, and she'll lay it up and in. They just kind of lost track of Allie Prasoski there, and that's probably not a good idea because she's got 9 points already. She's got 9. Whitney Colling has 6. Those are the 15 points here for Kearney Catholic. And now the ball's knocked loose, stolen away by Shundoff, and then we're going to have a reach. So Shundoff makes the steal. And the foul is going to be on Hannah Robbins. That'll be her first, trying to get the ball back. Shundoff was splitting the difference between a couple of defenders there, so wasn't sure who they were going to give that to. Maddie Squires has it, and she'll give it to Prasoski. She has plenty of time to shoot a three. It is off the mark, and Sydney Martin is able to pull down the rebound. So up ahead here is Martin. Martin gets it at the elbow. Sage Martin has it in the lane. Jumper no good. Offensive rebound by Hannah Robbins. And Robbins can't get the putback to fall. And pass up ahead. Laying it up in traffic is going to be the sophomore Maddie Squires. And in transition, Squires will score for a 17-3 lead for Kearney Catholic. On the right side, Shelby Brown. She's going to dribble up to about 15 feet away. She finds a nice little open area, floats that one up and in, and we've got a timeout here. I think Kearney Catholic calling the timeout here with 3:26 to go in the first quarter. It's 17-5. Stars up by a dozen. They call timeout, and we'll take it with them. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Well, in part, Kearney Catholic called a timeout to make a bit of a line change here. Kylie Teal is going to inbound the basketball here to Michelle Messbarger. Also checking in is going to be Anna Squires, Morgan Studi, and we got one more new body out there, and that's going to be Caitlin Long. Long gets it in the lane. She's going to kick it out back around the perimeter here for Studi as we had an entire line change. Anna Squires kicks it off. Now Teal's got it on that left side. Teal could still dribble if she wants to, but she'll bounce pass it out, and picking it up is going to be Anna Squires. She gives it right side for Morgan Studi. She'll step into a three, and she hits the three. So Studi with the three-pointer, and Kearney Catholic pushes that lead out to 20-5, and now we've got another Elm Creek turnover. Just a little extra step there with the pressure put on by Kearney Catholic. And it's 20-5. So Messbarger has the dribble, and she's facing a little zone here, and she'll skip it off in the corner and nearly thrown away, but Studi was able to tiptoe down that sideline, come up with it, and Studi now has it back, trying to get it to Squires, gives it to Anna Squires. She'll give it off for Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger on the dribble. Is picked up there man-to-man by Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland tipped the pass, but Studi is able to come up with it. They get it to Long at the top of the circle. She kicks into the corner. There's Teal. She'll fire a three. It's no good. Rebound to Long, and Long's going to get the bucket and the foul. So nice work there by Long, and she's able to get the bucket and the foul. And she'll go to the free throw line for one shot. The foul was whistled on Shelby Brown. And the free throw is no good. Rebounded out of there by Brown. And now Brown asking for the ball. Gets it. Will work against Long. Long is going to be whistled for the foul herself. She was okay. She was in pretty good position, but she brought her hand down on that shot block. And when she did that, she hit Shelby Brown. So Shelby Brown will go to the free throw line. She'll have two shots. And the first one is on the way. It rolls around and is no good. Score remains 22-5. Kearney Catholic with the lead. Checking in is going to be Corinne Jonick for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Second free throw by Brown. Is up and good. So Michelle Messbarger in the offensive zone gives it off on the right side here for Teal. Teal's going to drive and a little scoop shot that's up and good for the freshman, Kylie Teal. Kearney Catholic pressuring. Sutherland handles the pressure with a nice little jump stop. She gets it up ahead, and Mackenzie Deo will drive, kick into the corner. Three-pointer no good, but we got an offensive rebound, and Shelby Brown will put in the shot in the lane there after that missed three by Elm Creek. So a nice little bit of work there for the Buffaloes. And now the pass in the corner splits a couple of Kearney Catholic players, and the Stars turn it over. Minute 24 to go here in the first quarter. It is 24-8. Kearney Catholic with a lead over Elm Creek. Lady Buffaloes inbounding the basketball. Over in the corner, Cassie Sutherland to toss it in. Stars still going full court pressure here. And they'll get it over here for Deo. And we have an extra step for Elm Creek, and that'll be another turnover. Kearney Catholic has stolen it four times and five other turnovers here for Elm Creek so far in the ballgame. Kick into the corner, and that three-pointer by Teal is no good. Offensive rebound by Messbarger, and Messbarger is fouled as she tries the putback. But she's going to go to the free throw line, have a couple of shots here. The foul was whistled on Sutherland. That's going to be her first. And the free throw rolls around and is no good for Messbarger. Coming up at halftime, of course, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Time to talk with Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach for the Buffaloes. Second free throw by Messbarger is good, so it's now 25-8. And pass up ahead here. They give it for Corinne Jonick. Jonick, with a little bit of trouble, has it stolen away. Michelle Messbarger with the steal and then the layup. So Messbarger with a nice little steal and then was able to get the bucket. And now a double dribble by Elm Creek. So tossing it in is going to be Anna Squire. She gets it to Long. Kick into the corner there for Studi. Studi will fire a three. It's no good. And tracking it down is going to be Sutherland. Sullivan with the rebound here for Elm Creek, and they'll work it up ahead. They get it to Shelby Brown. Brown finds a nice little seam, drives off glass, no good. Messbarger pulls down that miss, and here comes Kearney Catholic. They get it left side, jumpers up and good for Squires. So Anna Squires hits the bucket in transition, and we've got 37 seconds to go here, 29-8. Dribble, kick into the corner. There's Jonick. She'll hit the bucket. So 2 points there for Corinne. That'll be her first 2 points of the night. And the Stars, with 22 seconds left, bring it in the offensive zone. They kick it into the corner there for Teal. Teal inside for Long. Long tries the shot, won't fall. And ripping out the rebound there is going to be Studi. And we've got another long shot on that left side, and it's going to be out of bounds. Teal tried the three-pointer over there, and that one went over the top of the glass and out of bounds. So a team rebound here for Elm Creek, and they'll toss the ball in for Anna Areta, who just checked in. Areta helping bring the ball up in the offensive zone to Sutherland. They give it off on the right side. A three-pointer up at the buzzer. Good for Cassie Sutherland. Nice little shot in the arm there for Elm Creek to end the quarter as they stroke in the three, and they make it now 29-14 at the end of one quarter of play. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Kearney Catholic has the basketball to start the second quarter. Their starters are out there. They inbound it, and now we're working it around the perimeter. They give it down low for Squires and knocking it out of bounds. Nice defense there by Shelby Brown. And Kearney Catholic will have to inbound it underneath their own hoop here. So to toss it in for the Stars, going to be Whitney calling. They lead it 29-14, and they'll kick it left side to Prasoski. Prasoski dribbles to an open area, a little floater. Shot's no good. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Shelby Brown. So Brown with that rebound after the miss. And now Elm Creek will work it around. They get it up ahead here for Areta. Areta over for Brown. Brown, she dribbles to an open area, and she'll head to the free throw line as Shundoff. Going to be whistled for the foul. So Brown, two free throws coming up here after the foul whistled on Shundoff. Free throw is up and good. So she makes the first of two, and it's now 29-15. That's 29-14. Now it's 29-15, I believe. I think they got one point too many up there. In any event, it's a comfortable lead here for Kearney Catholic. Ball knocked loose on that far side. Kearney High right now at the end of one, leading 11-6 over Lincoln Northeast in girls basketball. That game on our sister station, ESPN 1460. With the dribble on that far side, Whitney calling. She'll skip it on the right side. Here's a three-pointer by Prasoski. It's off the mark, and Elm Creek comes away with the rebound on that far side, snagging the bound. That was pretty good work there by Corinne Jonick. Came up with the rebound, and now we're going to have a little hand foul on Kearney Catholic. That will go on Shundoff. Yeah, for Shundoff, that is going to be her third foul. So she's going to have to come out of the game here a little bit. Anna Squire is going to check in for her. So she's found herself in a little bit of foul trouble. Pass kicked into the corner. There's Jonick, and Jonick will hit a three. So Corinne Jonick with a big three-pointer there. And so she's got five, and now bad pass by Kearney Catholic. And so that Elm Creek defense causes the turnover, and that leads down to 10. As the Lady Buffaloes have a chance to make it single digits here. We're at the 6:32 mark of quarter number two, 29-19. And dribbling with some purpose here is Sutherland. She'll kick right side. Here's Jonick. There's a long two. It is no good. Rebound taken out there by Squires. Squires will get it up ahead here for Prasoski. Prasoski back out to Squires. She's going to step into a three. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Anna Squires trying to come up with it. It's going to be a hell ball. Going to be a hell ball in there. Possession arrow pointing to Elm Creek. So that will be Lady Buffalo basketball. So, again, they have the opportunity to make this a single-digit game. They get it to Brown in the lane. She kicks right side for Deo. Deo's long jumper no good. And it's Anna Squires who pulls down the rebound. After that miss, they pass it up ahead. Prososki is going to lay it up and in. Nice drive there by Prososki. She got the bounce pass in traffic and was able to split the difference there, lay it up and in, and the Stars now lead by a dozen again. They kick it out to Areta. Areta will fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound finally coming out of there with it is going to be Jonick. And Jonick trying to pass it out there. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Squires. And so at the end of the Kearney Catholic bench, the Buffaloes inbounding again. Anna Areta facing some pressure here by Maddie Squires. And she's able to get it at the elbow. Here's Deo for a long two. It is no good. And the rebound by Squires, and her long outlet pass is going to be knocked away by Sutherland. But Kearney Catholic will maintain the possession here. Sage Martin back in for the Buffaloes. For Kearney Catholic, back to battle is going to be Morgan Studi. And Teal also checked in. So Kylie Teal is inbounding the basketball here to Whitney Colling. Back to Teal. And Teal will slap it and give it between the circles here for Maddie Squires. Maddie Squires on the dribble, kicks into the corner. There's Studi. Studi dribbles all the way to the free throw line, gets it to Anna Squires. Back out here for Kylie Teal, who penetrates a little bit. Now it gives on the right side for Squires. Good ball movement around for Colling. Colling kicks it in the corner for Teal. Teal's long jumper is no good, but the rebound is taken out of there by Anna Squires. And back around the perimeter we go with the basketball and a three-pointer up. No good by Kearney Catholic as they can't get the shot by Studi to fall. And the rebound out of there by Sutherland. And we have an extra step over there as Elm Creek just turned the ball over again. So Sutherland with that rebound, but they can't cash in on the other end because of the extra step. 4:31 to go before halftime. Again, we're efforting the ability to talk with Tanner Cavaney, the head coach of the Elm Creek boys. Whitney Colling in the offensive zone gets it at the elbow here for Maddie Squires. Squires to Anna Squires. And now left wing, they get it for Colling. Colling's three is no good. Rebound is on the ground, and finally coming up with it is going to be Sydney Martin. Martin will pass it up ahead. Ball's being tipped around by Robbins, who lost it. So Elm Creek turns the ball over again. After they got that rebound. And back around the perimeter we go. With it is going to be Studi. She gives it off right side. Three-pointer by Teal. Will not fall. And we've got a foul on the rebound. That'll be on Kearney Catholic. A little push here by Whitney Colling. 3:55 to go. Second quarter. 31-19. And on the dribble is going to be Jonick, who checked in just a little bit ago. They get it in the corner here for her. Jumper, no good. And the rebound taken out. Pretty good defensive offensive rebound there by Sage Martin. Hannah Robbins gives it off on that right side to Martin. Martin, little runner just outside the lane. Her shot's no good, and Anna Squires is going to be whistled for a foul. Trying to get to that loose ball, committed the foul there. And so Elm Creek will inbound on their baseline. Hannah Robbins to toss it in. As they go with a tight bunch formation here on the inbounds play. And they'll throw it top of the circle. With it is going to be Sutherland. Sutherland shot's no good, and we got a foul on the rebound. That's going to be a push that's whistled on Sutherland. And so the Stars to inbound here. .322 to go, second quarter, 31-19. And across the timeline is going to be Michelle Mosbarger. They work it back out of here for Morgan Studi. Back inside for Long, and Caitlin Long is able to drive through traffic and hit the bucket. So that kind of second line out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Teal putting a little pressure on. There's Michelle Mosbarger on that right side. Good ball fake here by Hannah Robbins, and then she lost the basketball. Another turnover here. Whistled against Elm Creek. And Michelle Messbarger on the bounce. She'll give it left side, nearly stolen away. Man, they forced the turnover. Cassie Sutherland forced the turnover. So nice job there. So facing a little bit of pressure, Elm Creek in the offensive zone, and in a little trouble there is Mackenzie Deo, but she kicks right side, and Cassie Sutherland with a nice little stroke hits the bucket here, and it's 33-21, 2:27 to go. On the bounce here is Messbarger. She gives it to Studi. They get it in the lane, and it's going to be stolen away. Shelby Brown with the steal here, and she's fouled on the way to the basket, and she scores. Nice drive through traffic there by Shelby Brown. She makes the steal. She gets the bucket, and she'll have a chance to finish off the three-point play. And it's Kylie Teal whistled for the foul, and we've got a quick timeout coming up here by Kearney Catholic. Stars call timeout. They are leading it now, 33-23, with 2:13 to go here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here, 33-23, 2:15 to go. And trying to finish off a three-point play here is going to be Shelby Brown. Brown with the free throw, and she does. She finishes off a nice little three-point play, and we got a nine-point ball game with 2:12 to go. As across the timeline is going to be Michelle Messbarger after that timeout was called by Kearney Catholic. Driving the lane, having her shot blocked is Messbarger. Messbarger, nice little drive there. She got on the left wing, came in, but now she's going to go to the free throw line and will have a couple of shots. The foul is going to be on Junk. And so to the free throw line for two is going to be Messbarger. And the first one, front of the rim, but nice shoes touched that, kind of edge it over there. And she'll have one more coming up here after making the first one. 34-24, 2:01 to go. Second free throw, short, tries to get her own rebound, does, shot won't fall, and the rebound is finally taken out of there for Elm Creek, as that was out of there by Shelby Brown. So Brown with the rebound, and on the dribble here is going to be Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland gives it back to Brown. Brown nearly losing it, but now she controls her dribble. She'll kick it out. There's Sutherland. She thought about the three, but back into the lane. They'll get it for Junk. Her shot no good. Rebound tipping around, and coming up with the rebound is going to be Long. So Long pulls up the rebound after that Elm Creek miss, and now Kearney Catholic will penetrate a little bit. That's Anna Squires giving it off for Teal. Teal, pass deflected, but Long's able to pick it up. Messbarger will kick it off right side. Here's a three by Studi. It's no good, and an offensive rebound and bucket for Long. So Caitlin Long makes the putback, and that lead back out to a dozen. And timeout here for Elm Creek. Buffaloes call timeout. They trail at 36-24 with a minute six to go here before halftime. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. We're back after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford and Kearney, they're dealing, dealing, dealing. They have all kinds of brand new cars, pickups, and SUVs in stock. Drive through their lot, they have specials on the new 2013s. Ask about the factory rebates and factory bonus cash. They have several brand new 2013s left, and they gotta go. They're dealing, and they want trade-ins. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Crossroads is the best, and Crossroads Ford.
And welcome back here. Minute six to go. And timeout for Elm Creek. They've got the basketball back down by a dozen. And they're facing just a little bit of pressure, and they slowly are working it up. They'll kick it up ahead here. A little ball fake by Deo. Deo passed through the lane. It's going to be tied up, and somehow Shayla Connor comes up with it. So Kearney Catholic forces the steal, and then the pass up ahead to Prosowski. Prosowski's shot won't fall, and coming up with it was Long, and Long stepped on the baseline. So battling for the basketball there was Elm Creek, and they forced not really a turnover by Kearney Catholic, but kept Kearney Catholic from coming up with that offensive rebound after the missed shot. Facing some pressure, this steal by Prosowski, who gives it up ahead. Layup's going to be up and good for Whitney Colling. So Prosowski with the steal, and then Colling with the easy bucket after that. And give an assist to Prosowski as well. Ball is in a little bit of danger here. It's going to be tied up, possession arrow, pointing to Kearney Catholic. So to toss it in here is going to be Kylie Teal with 18 seconds to go. Whitney Colling gives it off right side to Prosowski. Gives it into the corner here for Kylie Teal. 11 seconds left as Connor will give it left side. Now on the baseline is Teal. Back out for Connor. Prosowski, 5 seconds left. Running the baseline, there's Colling. Colling's jumper is no good. Connor gets the rebound and the shot, but it will not fall. So Kearney Catholic had a couple of opportunities there, but they weren't able to come up with any points. And Elm Creek battling and staying right in this one. It is 38-24 here at halftime. The Stars with a 14-point lead as they head to the locker room. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, and we'll talk with Coach Cavaney when we come back right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're at halftime of the girls' game, a 38-24 lead here for Kearney Catholic. And, of course, Kearney Catholic will be hosting Elm Creek in boys basketball as well, coming up here in a little bit. And kind enough to talk to us about it is Tanner Cavaney, the head coach for the Buffaloes, and 4-1, Coach, you got to be pretty happy.
Yeah, we're happy. We're not where we want to be yet. We're about a player or two away from being 5-0, but it is what it is. And yeah, we're pretty happy where we're at.
Yeah. And what sort of things do you still kind of feel that you need to kind of work on?
Oh, there's
something.
We don't have enough time in the show for that. I think we can still get better offensively, defensively. Our fundamentals can still get some work. But you know what? For the fifth game of the year, we're not doing too bad.
What are some things that you're pretty happy with? And I don't necessarily mean that you're surprised that things are going for you that well, but what's been kind of the strength for you?
We've shot the ball really well. We're getting people in the right spots to shoot it. We're being a little bit more selective of what kind of shots we're taking. And overall, our offensive execution has been pretty solid.
And again, it just seems to me if you run your offense well, you do shoot well because you get a nice open look.
Yeah, we're getting the looks that we want different people to get. So overall, I'm pretty happy with that.
When you look at things offensively, is there really kind of a go-to guy that you kind of like to work the offense through?
I think we've got three kids that are pretty good players. Zach Johnson's a three-year starter for us. Does a great job of running things, getting people in good spots, and he's looked to score the ball a little bit more this year. So he's doing a good job there. Nick Crowley is probably twice the player that he was last year. We're getting him in some spots and areas that we want him to score the ball from. And then Jake Bartling down low does some good things for us. I don't think Jake's played as well as what he's capable of playing yet. But, you know, we're waiting for that big game to kind of open his eyes a little bit.
Well, you mentioned a couple of seniors there, so the senior leadership. I mean, this is kind of a more veteran club. You guys have kind of grown over the last few years.
Yeah, we have. Nick's just a junior.
Right.
But we've had some role players step in and do some really good things for us. Gabe Hubbard's shooting the ball really well for us. We've got Bailey Schoenhofer, who's played a lot of varsity basketball in the past. Nick Mostick's played a lot of varsity basketball in the past. And we got some kids that are doing some really nice things and just putting ourselves in positions to do some good things.
Defensively, what do you kind of like to do?
I'm kind of a man guy, but I'll mix it up from time to time. It just kind of depends upon the team that we're playing.
We're talking with Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach here at Elm Creek, as they'll be taking on the Stars in boys basketball here in a little bit. 38-24, Kearney Catholic with a lead in the girls game. Talk a little bit about Kearney Catholic, just kind of the scouting report that you're going to face with them tonight. They're probably going to be without the guy that handles the ball, Matt Moore. Is that going to change what you guys want to kind of do and maybe attack them?
Not so much. I mean, it doesn't really affect our game plan, so to speak. But, you know, Matt's a great player and he's a great kid. And I feel sorry for him. Hopefully he gets healed up and gets back right away. Brady Holtmeyer is a stud. I mean, he's the most athletic kid on the court. I mean, we got to do a good job with him. And then they got some nice role players, and they're just going to play Kearney Catholic ball. They're going to get up and down the court fast. They're going to press us. They have ran a little bit of 1-3-1, so, you know, we'll see if they throw that at us. But I expect it to be a really good game.
How do you kind of handle the press? What is your kind of your philosophy in terms of how you do that? With the pass, with the dribble, keep the ball, and what do you look to do?
Yeah, a little both. I mean, we've got some reads that we make on presses, so it depends upon what kind of press they run and what kind of read that we got. So, I mean, it could be the pass, it could be the dribble. I mean, it just depends upon what our read is.
And then you attack and you score on it, and pretty soon they're not pressing you anymore.
You know, hopefully that's the plan. I think we'll have some opportunities to score on it. But we also want to take good shots when we have when we get in the half court. So, I mean, do we want it to turn into an up and down game? You know, I think we can do that, but I don't think it's quite at the Kearney Catholic pace. So we're gonna have to, you know, slow it down and get it to some people that we want it in the half court. But I think we can score against their press.
Well, you kind of have to pick your spots. What do you kind of see as the key to success tonight for you guys?
Limiting turnovers. We can't turn the ball over. They're really good on the O boards, I think, too. So we got to do a good job of checking. But the biggest thing, and what fuels kind of their fire, so to speak, is getting turnovers and transition ball. So, you know, limiting turnovers, getting back in transition, and having them score against our half-court D is big.
Well, Tanner, appreciate the time. Best luck to you tonight, man.
Betcha. Thank you.
All right. Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek. We're at the halftime of the girls' game, 38-24. Kearney Catholic with a 14-point lead, and we'll check the numbers for you when we come back right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. Let's take a look at some of our numbers from the first half here. Leading scorer for Elm Creek is Shelby Brown. She's got 11 points at intermission. Corinne Jonick has 6. Cassie Sutherland with 5. Sydney Martin with 2. Field goal shooting, they were 8 of 19 was Elm Creek for about 42%. And from behind the three-point arc, they were 2 of 5, so that's 40%. And they shot 6 of 8 from the free throw line, and I can do that one in my head. That is 75%. For Kearney Catholic, as we take a look at their numbers, leading the way is Allie Prasoski. She's got 11 points at intermission. Whitney Calling with 8. Caitlin Long with 6. Michelle Messbarger has 4. Morgan Studi with 3. Kylie Teal with 2. Maddie Squires, 2. And Anna Squires also with 2 points here in the first half. Kearney Catholic from the field, unofficially shooting about 44.4% from the field. They were 16 of 36. From two-point range, they're shooting about two-thirds of their shots, but they're only 2 of 15 from behind the arc, so they're shooting about 13% from three-point range, 4 of 7 from the free throw line for 57%. And again, here at halftime, Kearney Catholic does have the lead here by a score of 38 to 24. And again, probably the numbers that stand out in my mind as much as anything, Elm Creek has had 16 turnovers in the game. Kearney Catholic has had 4. 2 steals by Elm Creek, but 6 by Kearney Catholic. And so points in transition, Kearney Catholic, that might be the difference. I don't have that individual stat up here, but probably points in transition would be pretty close to the difference in our game right now as the Stars lead at 38 to 24. We're going to take one last break. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Going to Bowman and Central, pretty good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Ash your dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Elm Creek basketball here to start the second half, and they turn it over. Making the steal there is Maddie Squires. Squires with the steal, and they work the ball slowly up court because a nice job for Elm Creek slowing the ball down. Whitney Colling brings it up. They'll kick it right side for Shayla Connor. Connor on the bounce. We'll skip it out to Prososki. Prososki's open for 3. That is no good, and the rebound is taken out of there by Sage Martin. So Martin is able to pull down that rebound. And here comes Elm Creek. They're facing a little bit of that token pressure here again. Just not really pressing the way they did in the first half as Kearney Catholic. On the baseline, Martin will drive, kick it out. There's Shelby Brown, and Brown will score. That was a nice little inside-out play there as Martin was able to draw the defense from the baseline and kick it right out for Shelby Brown. She makes it 38-26. We've only played a minute here of the second half. Lob pass on the baseline for Squires. She gets it inside for Caitlin Long, and Long will score. Pass on to the baseline, and then the little shot there by 6-foot-tall freshman Caitlin Long. So Cassie Sutherland will skip it across here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins lobs it up ahead. Nice pass, and Shelby Brown makes the catch and the score. They beat that little pressure by Kearney Catholic with the pass, just keeping it just ahead of the gals wearing the white jerseys, and that was a pretty good look there by Elm Creek, and they knocked the ball loose, but Caitlin Long's able to track it down. Pass on that right side, and Kearney Catholic turns it over. A little bit too high for Whitney Colling to reel in. So 6:22 to go as it's inbounded here to Sydney Martin, and Martin is pushed as she's dribbling down that right side. So a lot of good things happening here for Elm Creek. The foul, by the way, was on Maddie Squires. That is going to be her first, team's first, of the second half. Connor and Squires going to come out of the ball game. Checking in for Kearney Catholic is Morgan Studi and Kylie Teal. Inbounded on the run here. It's going to be Sutherland. Sutherland drives all the way in, and she is fouled. They set a little screen for her in the backcourt. She got the pass and found a nice little seam through that defense, was going in strong, and she was fouled by Long. So a couple of free throws coming up here after the block on Long on the drive. And the free throw was up and good for Sutherland. So Sutherland hits the first of two. And again, this is kind of where we've had most of this game. Most of the time, this game has been played somewhere between about 9 to 12 points. Second free throw is no good. And it's Long who's able to pull down that rebound. They get it to Prasoski in the offensive zone. She'll skip it on that right wing here for Morgan Studi. Gets it over for Teal. Skip pass inside. We're going to have a foul. They got it inside for Whitney Colling on that baseline. And Sutherland went for the ball, and she's going to be whistled for the foul. That will be her third. Checking in, Mackenzie Deo and also Corinne Jonick for Elm Creek. Stars will inbound on the baseline. Whitney Colling looking over, and she's going to lob it for Long, top of the key. Off of the screen, they get it right back out for Colling. She'll fire a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Shelby Brown. So Brown is able to make that defensive rebound after Kearney Catholic missed a pretty good look there at the three-pointer. On the dribble on that right left side is going to be Shelby Martin. Able to get it to Hannah Robbins, who drives the lane, and she is fouled. Well, good ball movement by Elm Creek. They got on that baseline, kick it right back through the lane, and the foul is going to be whistled on Kylie Teal. For Teal, that's going to be her second foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Robbins, and the first one is good. So she makes the first to make it 40-30 with 5:39 to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw back in the iron and no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. And it was last touched by the shooter. Nobody tracked it down. Long was over there. Could have maybe grabbed that ball in the corner, but then kind of been in a little trouble. So she just kind of screened everybody away from the ball. So Kearney Catholic gets a team rebound there. And they'll work it around the perimeter. Studi around to Prasoski. She'll fire a three. And she hits the three. They kicked it in the corner. And then right back out to Prasoski. And Kearney Catholic is able to force the turnover. So Prasoski drains that three. And now Elm Creek turns it over. Another shot by Teal. This one's going to be from three-point range. Ball's on the ground as Long is able to grab it, but that's going to be held up as Kearney Catholic with the miss here. But the possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic, so the Stars will maintain possession here. And Shelby Ferguson going to check in here for Elm Creek. Prasoski to toss it in. And she'll lob it for Long, top of the circle, back out for Prasoski. She'll step into a three, and she'll hit the three. Well, again, just exactly the way that previous inbounds play was drawn up to get the inbounder a shot. Kearney Catholic strokes in the three-pointer again. Shelby Brown facing some pressure, is able to pass it up ahead. They've got numbers now. Dale works it ahead, and it's going to be off the hands of Corinne Jonick and out of bounds. So Elm Creek turns it over. Nice flow back to the basketball for Kearney Catholic. It was tipped on the way to Jonick, and then she wasn't able to hold on to the ball. Anna Squires is going to check in. Maddie Squires is out there as well. Teal, Prasoski, and Studi. That's who's out there right now for Kearney Catholic. Maybe Elm Creek's line up here in just a moment. Pass on the baseline, and we're going to have a foul. This is going to be whistled on Shelby Brown. Brown knocked down Squires. If Squires doesn't walk with the basketball there, they probably wouldn't have called that foul. But as it is, you can't call the turnover if it was actually forced by a foul. So Prasoski's going to inbound it, and they'll get it in for Squires. Maddie Squires back to Prasoski. She has a little ball fake. Will step into a little runner. Shot's a little bit strong. It's no good. And Corinne Jonick pulls down the rebound. On the dribble. Here's Shelby Brown. Brown splits the defense. She lays it up and in. Shelby Brown, nice little drive there. And she's able to now score 17, and we got a pass up ahead. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Elm Creek and off of one of the Stars. That was great hustle there by Shelby Brown to force the Kearney Catholic turnover. So Brown with 17 points in the game, almost single-handedly keeping Elm Creek in this one. It is 46-32, 4:10 to go in the third quarter. And the Buffaloes will face some full court pressure here as the Stars will send Jordan Stride out there to To inbound the ball here is going to be Sutherland. Sutherland lobs it up ahead here for Shelby Brown. Brown gives it for Anna Areta. Areta looking back out here for Sutherland. Gives it to Sutherland. Sutherland's going to drive and loses the basketball. Elm Creek with the turnover. Kearney Catholic now on the run. Studi gives it for Teal. She's used up her dribble. Bounce pass to Anna Squires. Back around the perimeter. And strike for three. It's no good. Rebound is taken out of there by, it was Deo that got the rebound. And they'll run the floor. They get it to Sage Martin. Martin splits the defense, lays it up and in. They got on the left side, and then Sage Martin was able to split that defense thanks to a nice little dish there. I think it was Areta who made the pass. Shot on the right side. Teal drains the three. Kylie Teal pulls the trigger so quickly, and she's able to hit that three-pointer. 49-34. On the run is going to be Shelby Brown, and Brown fouled on the way to the basket. She just had a step on that defense and drove all the way from the top of the key all the way in, and that's going to be on Squires, Anna Squires. So that's a foul on her, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Shelby Brown. Brown will have two. And the free throw is a little short here. She misses the first. Shelby Brown. We got her for 6 rebounds and 17 points here in the ballgame. 49-34. Elm Creek down by 15, and Brown is at the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. Teal will play point guard, and her pass is to Squires. Squires will drive and has her shot blocked. And coming up with the basketball is Jonick after she comes up with the block and the rebound all in one fell swoop. And the pass is going to be turned over. Elm Creek with the turnover. And Shundoff will work it up ahead to Teal. Teal bounce pass to Strite. Strite has her pass knocked down. And they'll kick it off on the right side for Teal, and she hits the three. So, again, they play pretty good defense, but still give up the three-pointer, and now we got a timeout here by Elm Creek. Stars getting a little hotter here in the third quarter in terms of shooting the basketball, and right now they lead it 52-35 with 2:33 to go. Timeout Elm Creek, brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney
Elm Creek inbounding the basketball here, trailing at 52-35. They're facing full court pressure. On the dribble is Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland will pass it back, and Elm Creek turned it over. Sutherland made the pass and gave the ball back to Areta. And I don't think Areta was looking for it, and she just kind of had difficulty getting her feet set the way she wanted to. So the Stars forced the turnover, and Prososki playing catch with Calling. Now they'll get Teal involved. She'll fire a three. Back the iron and no good. And the rebound is saved, but into the hands of Hannah Robbins. So Robbins actually will get credit for a rebound there after Kearney Catholic misses the three. So in the offensive zone, Areta on the dribble, and she's going to be fouled by Teal. So Teal whistled for the foul. That'll be her third. We've got 2:01 to go here in the third quarter, 52-35. Sydney Martin will toss it in the backcourt here for Sutherland. Sutherland brings it across the timeline. She's picked up by Prososki, and Prososki And not a kick, but it went off of her leg and out of bounds anyway. So Sutherland will inbound in the middle of the Elm Creek bench here. And she'll give it for Shelby Brown. Back to Sutherland. They get it to Brown. Brown in the lane. Lost the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands by Kearney Catholic. So Elm Creek will inbound on the baseline. And doing the honors is going to be Hannah Robbins. And again, a very tight lineup formation here for Elm Creek. And then they get inside, and we got a foul. They lost track of Corinne Jonick, and then she was pushed as she put up the shot. So she's going to go line and shoot a couple. And I'll tell you what, on the foul, it wasn't a dirty foul, but Kayla Shunoff did not get cheated on the push. You're going to commit a foul? Make sure she can't turn it into a three-point play. But Jonick makes the first of two. And it's now 52-36 with a minute 46 to go here in the third quarter. Last report, it was 27-17, Kearney High over Lincoln Northeast on our sister station, ESPN 1460. Both free throws by Jonick were good, and that lead is now 15. With it is Shayla Connor. Shayla has it top of the circle. She'll give it off here left side for Allie Prasoski. Prasoski dumps it in the corner. Here's the three-pointer by Whitney Colling. It is no good, and that rebound ripped out of there by Sutherland. So Sutherland pulls down the rebound. On the dribble here is going to be Shelby Brown. She puts up the shot. It won't fall. And the rebound saved by Long and into the hands of Colling. So Colling gets the rebound here. Connor brings in the offensive zone. She'll get it off for Squires. Back to Connor in the lane for Long. Here's a three-pointer top of the key by Colling. It's no good. And an offensive rebound by Shayla Connor. And Connor can't get the putback and tried to come up with the ball, and it went out of bounds. So it'll be Elm Creek ball as the Buffaloes will bring in Mackenzie Dayon with 57.3 to go. They get it for Sydney Martin. And it's stolen away by Prasoski. Prasoski, a little floater up, no good. And the ball still being tapped around. And another turnover. Bad pass. Elm Creek turns it over. And now Whitney Prasoski, Allie Prasoski rather, will take her time giving it to Shayla Connor. Skip pass, top of the circle. Little penetration here by Whitney Colling. She stopped at the elbow. Kicks out for Allie Prasoski. Back out here for Whitney Colling. Colling's going to drive. Weaves through traffic. Misses. Squires gets the rebound, the bucket, and the foul. So Kearney Catholic brought their lunch pail there as Maddie Squires will make that putback and will also head to the free throw line to try to finish off a three-point play. The foul will be on Mackenzie Dale. 54-37. Free throw, back the iron, and no good. And it's Elm Creek basketball. Coming out of there with it is going to be Dayo. And Elm Creek, with 10 seconds left, will kind of set up their half-court offense. They've used up their dribble, and they'll pass it right side. And on the dribble is going to be Jonick. Jonick kicks it out. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good for Cassie Sutherland. She got a pretty good look at it, but wasn't able to stroke it in. And so we'll head to the fourth quarter. Your score, Kearney Catholic 54 and Elm Creek 37. It'll be Elm Creek ball when we come back right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, 54-37. Kearney Catholic up by 17 as we start the fourth quarter, but Elm Creek will inbound the basketball. They have possession here. And they'll get it off on the right wing into the corner for Shelby Brown. Brown, nice little drive. Kicks it now on the baseline for Sydney Martin. She'll kick it out, and it's stolen away. With the steal is Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger's going to lay it up and in. Michelle Messbarger with the steal and then the bucket on the other end. And that's really been the problem here. Kearney Catholic has picked up 8 steals and then 19 other turnovers. So a total of 27 turnovers against Elm Creek here in the basketball game. They drive here, and we've got a foul that is going to be whistled on Kearney Catholic. Caitlin Long with the foul. That's going to be her fourth. And, again, at the free throw line is going to be Shelby Brown. She's going to have a couple of free throws. The first one is on the way and short. Brown, 18 points in the game. Her second free throw is up and good. So 7.5 to go here, fourth quarter, 56-38. Messbarger will get the ball to Shayla Connor at the elbow for Long and in for Alana Bach. Bach. Connor gives it to Bach on that right baseline. And back to Michelle Messbarger. Entry pass in for Long, and that's going to be a Kearney Catholic turnover. Nice hands by Cassie Sutherland that knocked the ball loose, and she'll pass it up ahead for Sydney Martin. Martin, between the circles, there's Sutherland. Sutherland on the bounce, picked up there by Messbarger. And she'll get off on the right side here for Shelby Brown. Brown skips it out here for Mackenzie Deo, and it's a little bit too high, as Deo couldn't get there, and now be another Elm Creek turnover. Elm Creek, 12 of 25 shooting, so nearly 50% from the field. Kearney Catholic, 23 of 53. And 2 of 6 behind the arc for Elm Creek. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 25. Right side, Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger on the dribble, working against the little defense put on here by Deo. Kicks it out for Squires on that right side, and Squires will hit a long two. So Maddie Squires with a couple more points. That'll give her 6 in the game. On the run, they kick into the corner here for Jonick. She'll fire the three-pointer. It's no good. And we've got a whistle on the rebound. That's going to be a hell ball. The possession arrow is pointing to Kearney Catholic. So Stars will have it. In for Elm Creek. Hannah Robbins and Sage Martin checking back in. Kylie Teal in for Kearney Catholic. And she'll help inbound the basketball. Connor kicks it off here for Teal on the left side. Teal between the circles for Michelle Messbarger. At the elbow, they get it for Caitlin Long. On the baseline to Squires, into Long, in traffic. Long shot won't fall, and it's rebounded by Sutherland. So Sutherland pulls down that rebound after the miss. And now in the offensive zone is going to be Sutherland. Sutherland, 5-second count going on her, put by Messbarger, and then the steal by Shayla Connor. Connor comes up with a steal, and the pass up ahead to Teal. Teal's going to kick it out. Messbarger with a little ball fake, and we're going to have a push. She got the defender in the air, dribbled past her to put up the shot, and as she was dribbling past Hannah Robbins, Robbins is whistled for the foul because of the contact there. That's only 4 fouls whistled on Elm Creek here in the second half, so Kearney Catholic will inbound on the far side. Squires and Long come out of the game as Anna Squires will come in, and so does Morgan Studi. Anna Squires has it, kicks it off here for Allie Prasoski. Between the circles, she gives it to Whitney Calling. On the baseline to Teal. Teal gets it to Anna Squires, and Anna Squires has her shot blocked, but they're going to call Sage Martin for the foul. And say she got it with the body as she blocked the shot of Anna Squires, the freshman. So she's going to shoot 2 And she takes her time at the line, and the first one rolls around and is good. So that's going to be now 3 points for her in the ball game, with 5:24 to go. And again, she takes her time, bends those knees. Free throw is a little bit short. And the rebound is by Robbins. So Robbins pulls down the rebound. And she'll get the ball off here for Sullivan. And now to Areta. She's got it across the timeline. Over for Hannah Robbins. On that left wing, Shelby Brown on the dribble. Has the ball knocked loose. And it was last touched by her. And that'll be another Elm Creek turnover. Unofficially, 30 turnovers. 21 straight turnovers in Kearney Catholic with 9 steals. So put those two numbers together. 30 times they've turned the ball over. Skip pass out for Studi. Studi will work it back around the perimeter here for Prosowski. Prosowski's going to fire the three. It's off the mark. And snagging the mound is going to be Jonick. So nice defensive rebound there for her. And the pass in transition on the run here is going to be Shelby Brown. Brown lost the basketball, though, as Kearney Catholic comes up with it. Making this steal and on the dribble here is going to be Colling. Colling will give it to Prosowski. Trail three-pointer here by Morgan Studi, and she hits the three. So Morgan Studi drains that three-pointer as Kearney Catholic, somewhat in transition, kind of a secondary break there. They push the lead out to 24. This is their largest lead of the game. And now they force another Elm Creek turnover. They didn't get it across the timeline in time. Shelby Ferguson and Mackenzie Deo are going to check back into the game. Kearney High leading 36-28 over Lincoln East at the end of three quarters of play. On our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Morgan Studi, entry pass inside, and it's stolen away. Long pass up ahead. It's Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson, a little ball fake. And the ball knocked loose. Shelby Brown is able to come up with it. And they'll get the ball back out here for Deo. Deo's the one that made the steal on the other end. And now we got a push. Whistled on Kearney Catholic as they're working it around the perimeter. That'll be on Squires. And Anna Squires now has committed 3 fouls. 8 as a team. So for a 1-and-1 here is going to be Hannah Robbins. And Robbins missed the free throw. And it's rebounded by Squires. So Squires with, not Squires rather, but Prosowski came up with a rebound. And they'll work the ball in the offensive zone. They get it to Teal in the corner. She'll fire the three a little bit strong. And it's rebounded by Sutherland. So Sutherland with another rebound here. And they'll get it up ahead for Shelby Brown. Brown across the timeline. Throws it over the top of everybody, and Elm Creek turns them all over. And we got a timeout for Elm Creek. 3:25 to go here. Fourth quarter, it's 62-38. Kearney Catholic with a comfortable lead. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We'll take a break here. Stars lead at 62-38 with 3:25 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
With our engineer Stacy Johns, Randy Bushcutter with you here from Cope Coliseum. Kearney Catholic in control in girls basketball, 62-38. 3:25 to go here, fourth quarter. Stars have possession of it. Kylie Teal will hand the basketball off to Morgan Studi at the half-court line. They get it off right side for Allie Prosowski. Between the circles here for Whitney Colling. Zone defense here has been the case most of the night here for Elm Creek. And Prosowski will shoot over the top of the zone and stroke in a three. And we've got a timeout here for Kearney Catholic. They call timeout so they can make some substitutions. And it'll be a full timeout here for the Stars. With 3:04 to go Timeout, Kearney Catholic. They lead at 65-38. Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Back after this.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to a Nicola. Is that good?
From Mosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Elm Creek calls the, Kearney Catholic calls the timeout. Elm Creek has the basketball here as they inbound it for Cassie Sutherland. And the Stars called the timeout in part so they could get some substitutions out there. Mackenzie Smith puts a little pressure on as the basketball over to Shelby Ferguson. And Smith knocked the ball loose, but picking it up is going to be Shelby Brown. Brown's jumper will not fall, and the rebound is taken out of there by Messbarger. So Messbarger with the bound, and she'll give it off on the right wing over there for Morgan Studi. A quick little jumper over there, no good. Rebound ripped out by the Buffaloes as, again, a nice little rebound by Deo. And they'll get the ball over to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson in a little bit of trouble, but she's able to get it to Shelby Brown. Extra pass inside, jumper by Hannah Robbins won't fall, and we got a foul on the rebound. Well, they had the opportunity, did Elm Creek. And we've got a hold whistled on Kearney Catholic. That'll be on Morgan Teal, who also checked in. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. And the free throw is up and good for Mackenzie Deo. So she hits the front end of the one and one, and that'll earn her one more shot. Kearney Catholic now has committed 19 fouls, so if they commit another one, it'll be two shots. Second free throw rolls around and is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Teal. So Teal with the rebound gives it to Morgan Smith, back to Teal. And the extra pass by Kearney Catholic is going to be intercepted. Nice defensive play there by Mackenzie Deo. And we've got a whistle as the ball goes out of bounds. But it was last touched by Kearney Catholic. And for the Stars, Sarah Oldfather going to come into the game. And Elena Bach. Dribbling, Cassie Sutherland has the ball knocked out of bounds on that far side. Pretty good defensive pressure there by Elena Bach as she knocked the ball out of bounds with a minute 54 to go. And on the sideline, tossing it in here is going to be Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland's pass to Shelby Brown, knocked loose, and now Elm Creek trying to come up with it. They're going to end up with a turnover. 65-39. Game was played at about 12 to 9-point range for most of the night, and Kearney Catholic's been able to open it up since about midway through the third quarter. And a pass on the far side almost, and I mean almost, intercepted by Cassie Sutherland, but Elm Creek will stay on defense as they can't force that Kearney Catholic turnover. And Sutherland will get a nice round of applause as she comes out of the game. Sage Martin going to check back in here for the Lady Buffaloes. And the Stars will inbound it for Jordan Streit. Streit, right wing, gives it for Elena Bach. Playing a little catch between the circles here, Mackenzie Smith. Smith will get off for Morgan Teal in the lane for long. Nice pass inside. Shot won't fall. And Smith trying to come up with a rebound. Can't as Robbins comes up with a defensive rebound after Kearney Catholic missed it. Pass on the inside is knocked loose. Streit trying to track it down. Last touch, they're going to say, by Sydney Martin, so that'll be Elm Creek turning the ball over. So the Stars have possession here as Jordan Streit will lob it in the lane, and it's going to be stolen away. Oh, running out of room is Sage Martin. She had it, and then Mackenzie Smith went for it, knocked the ball away from Martin, And then Martin was the last to touch it. So good hustle there by Mackenzie Smith. A 5'6 senior to inbound it. She's looking for Streit and is able to find her in the backcourt. So Jordan Streit gives it to her Mackenzie Smith, who gives it in the corner here for Morgan Teal. For Bach, in the lane, they get it to Sarah Oldfather. Nice ball movement here as Mackenzie Smith has it. Kicks left side, back inside to Oldfather. Oldfather in the lane, a little runner, shot won't fall. And it's going to be rebounded out of there by Martin. So Martin will pull down the rebound after the Kearney Catholic miss. And the ball knocked loose on the far side. But it still belongs to the Buffaloes with 43.5 to go, 65-39. Kearney Catholic with a 26-point lead. And the ball in the hands of Shelby Ferguson here for Elm Creek. She'll give it to between the circles for Anna Oreda. She's facing a little two-person press here as they're doing 2-3 right now for Kearney Catholic. Sage Martin gets it at the elbow. Nice little ball fake. Puts up the jumper. No good. Mackenzie Smith with the rebound. Smith has used up her dribble. And they'll get the ball back around here. As across the timeline comes Kearney Catholic. 13 seconds left. Bach will give it on the baseline for Teal. And driving is Teal, and we've got a foul. She'll head to the line, driving that baseline. Pretty strong there was Morgan Teal. And the foul is going to be whistled on Deo. That'll be her second. And Morgan Teal at the free throw line, and she'll score. She hits the first two free throws. 8.8 to go, 66-39. Second free throw is on the way, and also good for Teal. Deo's got it, breaks the timeline with 7 seconds to go. Has it, pass tipped. Streit comes up with it, and Streit is fouled with 0.9 to go. And she'll go the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. So Jordan Streit is able to make the steal, and now we'll see whether or not she can make the front end of a 1-1. The foul, by the way, was whistled on Deo. Her first, and most assuredly with 0.9 seconds left, her last. Free throw by Streit, no good. Rebounded by Martin, and that is going to be your ball game. Your final, it is 67-39. Kearney Catholic picks up the win here. They remain undefeated on the season. They are now 7-0. The Elm Creek girls now fall to 3-3. Once again, 67-39 is the final. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports Postgame Show coming up right after this.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have 4 new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A 1-ton crew cab, a 3/4-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum. The Kearney Catholic girls now 7-0. The Elm Creek girls 3-3 after the Stars pick up a 67-39 win here at Cope Coliseum. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's check the numbers here. And again, just some team stats. And again, the one that's going to stand out more than anything else, Kearney Catholic stole the ball 10 times. And with my software program I've got here, that doesn't factor in with turnovers. So 29 turnovers plus 10 steals for Kearney Catholic. So really 39 turnovers against Elm Creek here in the ball game. So that's one a minute, over one a minute. And it just kind of limited the number of shots that they were able to get up. And Kearney Catholic was able to put up 31 more shots than Elm Creek here in the basketball game. As again, 39 turnovers compared to 12 for Kearney Catholic. And in rebounding, actually an edge for Elm Creek. They out-rebounded Kearney Catholic 31 to 25. So taking a look at some individual numbers, we'll begin first of all for Elm Creek, leading the way with Shelby Brown. Brown with 19 points on the night and 6 rebounds. Corinne Jonick finished with 8. Cassie Sutherland with 6. Sydney Martin with 2. Sage Martin with 2. Hannah Robbins with 1. And Mackenzie Deo with 1 point on the night. From the field, shooting the basketball, 12 of 30 from the field. So they shot 40% from the field. They were 2 of 7 from the 3-point line. So they shot about 28% from the 3-point arc. And then they were 13 of 21 from the free throw line. So they shot 62% from the free throw line. They shot 28% from 3-point line. And overall field goal shooting on the night, they were 12 of 30 for 40% shooting tonight for Elm Creek. For the Kearney Catholic Stars, as we mentioned, they improved their record now to a perfect 7-0 on the year. And for the Stars, they were led by Allie Prasoski with 20 points on the night. Only player in double figures tonight for the Stars, but after that, very balanced scoring. After Prasoski's 20, you got 8 from Whitney Colling. Kylie Teal off the bench with 8. Caitlin Long off the bench with 8. Michelle Messbarger off the bench with 6. Morgan Studi had 6. Maddie Squires with 6. Anna Squires with 3. Morgan Teal with 2. Kearney Catholic was 26 of 61 from the field. That's a little bit over 42%. Actually, they're 43%. They were 8 of 28 from behind 3-point line. So they finished at 29% shooting from the 3-point arc and 7 of 13 from the free throw line for about 54% from the free throw line. Leading rebounders, Caitlin Long and Michelle Messbarger, as well as Maddie Squires, unofficially with 4 rebounds apiece here for Kearney Catholic. And again, the Stars win this one by a final of 67 to 39 over Elm Creek. Elm Creek now 3-3. Kearney Catholic, a perfect 7-0 on the season. Well, we're going to take a little break here. We'll be gone for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll be back for coverage of the boys' game. As again, Kearney Catholic comes in and will play host here to Elm Creek. And the Kearney Catholic boys are 3-2, and it's Elm Creek that will come up with the better record. The Buffaloes come in with a mark of 4-1 on the season. It could be a very, very interesting boys basketball game as Elm Creek at 4-1 and 3-2 Kearney Catholic. We're going to step away for about 10 minutes or so. We'll be back with coverage of the boys game in 10 minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, your girls final, Kearney Catholic 67, Elm Creek 39. We'll be back with more boys basketball in just about 10 minutes.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million.